Hey people, this is episode 193, and we took a few week hiatus. Well, in all actuality, we had one episode we recorded, and it just kind of stunk it up. Again, it was all four of us, so I did not release it, but hey, we come back with this one with just the three of us. And this one, like I say at the beginning of it, was actually supposed to be two different episodes. It was supposed to be a Comic Pod episode, and it was supposed to be a Star Wars Rise of Skywalker review. But however, this is not either of those. So what you did get was, though, because of cancellations and some things, you got the flop, you got the bender, and you got the me. We go on a lot about a lot of things in here, I think, about porn, about beer, about some TV, about some trailers and things like that. I mean, what's not to love? So happy holidays. As you get this downloaded, it's probably Christmas Eve, or as you listen to it, it might be Christmas or the day after. But either way, we hope you had a good Christmas. We can't wait to see you on New Year's, and wait for the bomb for the episode to start now.
I'm blaming it on the mic.
It never pops.
Is it because the yellow is so loud you feel you have to be louder than the color?
Yeah, I feel like this is drowning out my natural charm.
We got a new computer, so it could be the settings are a little different than what I had it on, but you just still get so loud.
I do that. Ooh, this year in review is pretty cool.
I know, we're going to get into it.
I'm just kind of playing around with it a little bit.
Then maybe I should just say, hey, we are back, and it is a very different podcast than the week, day, month even started it out going to be.
Oh, yeah.
We're supposed to be recording two podcasts tonight, but we're not. We're recording one. It was supposed to be with Nerdcast Jay and Martin, owner of Apotheosis Comics. They are not here. Instead, what you hear, cattywampus to my left, would be the lovely Flop.
Sorry, people.
And then directly across from me would be No Gimmicks Needed, Just Bender.
I was going to be here either way, so you were stuck with me.
Yeah, you were, and we could have made it work with Tom, but the idea of starting at 7:30 sounded way better than starting at 8:30 or 9.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, it's 7:43, so Tom could have made it.
Tom, in another 45 minutes. Oh, another and this doesn't go up live, so he can't hear us.
I know.
We were talking about a few different things. One thing I'm going to talk about real quick, and we're just going to jump right into the episode. Let me say this. The episode you don't get tonight, we're going to come back to it. Everyone but my wife, who will never see it probably, has seen the new Star Wars, that being me, Badger, and Bender. Mm-hmm. And we were going to have an episode that was all a review about that with Nerdcast Jay, and then we were going to do, directly after that, an episode of Pop Culture Comic Pod with the owner of Apotheosis Comics, Martin. We were going to go into what about the year that was the X-Men, how the X-Men are back to prominence in comic book world because of Jonathan Hickman and stuff, but we won't do that. And we're going to try not to take a deep dive into Star Wars, because
I've already fallen asleep.
That'll alienate Melissa.
Yeah.
But what we will talk about,
I do want to say, though, I kind of, when we rescheduled the Apotheos guy, I was like, there's no way it's going to work the day before Christmas Eve. He owns a comic.
I didn't think of that. Yeah, yeah. Well, it was just last week was perfect,
yeah.
And then
yeah,
snow
and then
got us.
The snow. Damn, the Midwest.
So what we will talk about this, we'll talk about one thing first. It's hard to come by, impossible to find unless you know somebody.
Or know somebody that knows somebody.
And that person knows somebody. Is Four Hands did a collaboration with Microphone Brewery.
Yeah, it's on the side.
Brewing, Microphone Brewing. And that collaboration is called Biggie Smalls. They actually did another one about Tupac, and it's a...
I don't know what that one is, though.
It's a famous rapper-inspired beer.
Not who, what. What the beer was.
Yeah, you don't know who Tupac is?
I know who Tupac is.
So Bender brought this beer over because he found a source. And so we're very excited about that. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because Missy's phone's about to die, and we want to talk about something that we found on Untappd today. And you're going to have to give us a little bit of a break because my dogs are being assholes in the background. They were having a wrestling match on the beanbag.
Oh. And, I mean, they're just having fun.
Which is, there you go.
They're living their best life, man.
And
at least they weren't humping each other this time.
Well, no, that was what it was quickly going to degrade into.
No, it's happening.
So here's what we wanted to bring up. Today it popped up. We did this last year. We talked about this in the year-end episode, so we'll kind of get it out of the way now.
Sorry, Tom.
Untapped has its gives you its your little statistics for your 2019 year in review, so I wanted to break down on them. Since we are a beer-drinking podcast, I figured we'd start with the female of our group, the lovely lady to my left.
Yes.
How did your 2019 look for the old... and we don't have to go into, like, scrolling over on every beer and everything, but just give us a good breakdown of it.
So I had 210 check-ins with 184 of them being brand new or unique.
You beat me.
I went to 97 different breweries, had 49 different styles, was in 4 different states through all of that. I had 60 unique venues. Oh, gosh.
What states?
I had to think of them earlier. Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, and California.
Yeah,
there's a map at the bottom, at least on the iPhone there is.
There is on ours, too.
Okay. Sorry.
What about yours, Bender? Give us the quick rundown on yours.
Quick rundown is I had 204 check-ins, 199 unique beers, 108.
This is amazing.
108 different breweries, which kind of blows my mind. Yeah. I guess that's not...
God damn.
That's not breweries that you... Obviously, I didn't go to 108 breweries.
Yeah.
52 different styles. My prominent ones were obviously IPAs and pale ales. I went... the breweries I went to were in Kentucky, Missouri, Illinois, Boston, Rhode Island, and Florida.
I had, and this is what made me, this is amazing to me, I had 309 total check-ins. I had almost...
Seems low for you.
I almost had 100 more unique beers than you. I had 295
unique.
Yeah,
but you travel so much.
And I drink.
I drink at home.
I have 140 different beers and 75 different styles. My most commons... were IPAs, pale ales, New England IPAs, stouts, and double IPAs, which is crazy. So Tom gives us a lot of shit that about our average reviews being so low. My average reviews across the board were like 3.18. I had a lot of good beer this year, in my own opinion.
Where's that at? Let me look
a little further down. My pale ale was 2.96 New England pale ale. My IPAs 2.81. It's been a while since I've had a great new IPA.
Yeah, I see that. Obviously, I had. I want to see yours. On my thing, it's right after your top 5 most checked in styles.
So I wish they would tell me my average rating overall, but it says I guess my top rated styles are milk stout at 3.03, cream ale at 2.85, and porter 2.8.
Mm. You're a cream ale person.
We like them.
I love cream ale.
We drink. I mean, every time I get one, I'm like, I should drink more of these.
We drink
the
best one
was
out
in
California.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
And, they are very, like, just smooth and tasty.
They have a really good one up at Exit 6, which I got a little trashed at last week for work party.
Nice.
I made Missy come get me.
How many unique venues did you have?
Unique venues, 64.
I had 23.
I drank in, my states were very, I had a good amount. I had Tennessee, obviously Missouri, Illinois, Pittsburgh, or Pennsylvania, California, Minnesota, Wisconsin. I had a lot. I'm going to get Indy this year here in a couple weeks. So 7 states total, 1 country. I only did 1 country this year. That's disappointing.
When's the last time you left the country?
A couple
last
years
ago. Last year for Jamaica.
I forgot about that.
Year before.
Wearing a shirt.
I am wearing a shirt. This was obviously the estate Bohagen was checked into more than even the Studio Bohagen, but the beer sauce was number 2 with 13. So I've checked in 13 times to beer sauce.
It's not clickable. Why isn't it?
You slide it right.
You've only checked in 13 times to beer sauce?
Yeah.
I have 22.
It's crazy.
I'm really bad about checking in.
Mm-hmm.
Top 5 for me were beer sauce was 1 with 6 check-ins. That's how bad I am.
Yeah. Man.
Democracy Brewing in Massachusetts. I was there for an hour, checked in twice.
Didn't leave, just checked in twice.
Narrow gauge. Rockwell.
This may be a shock to you, but my drinking buddy, the person I checked into with the most, would have been my wife.
Well, there you go.
Jeremy was mine, but I only checked in with you one time.
That's so you don't check in with anybody.
Yeah, see, I don't do that either.
I've gotten to the point where I only check in for brand new beers.
No, so do I. And then sometimes if it's been a long time since I've had that beer, I'll go ahead and throw it on there again, but... just to remind myself,
300.
Compare what I liked, you know, like, oh, I'm going to give it a 3 this time, and then I see I'd done it before, I'm like, oh, I only gave it a 2.5 last time.
Right.
It's either gotten better, or I was
drunk.
306 badges for me this year.
I had 190. Do you remember when this came out, and, like, the badges actually, there was only, like, 50 or something?
Yeah.
And you, like, you'd look at it and be like, how do I get to... as many as you can. And now there's so many badges, it's not even worth paying attention.
Jeremy, what were your badges?
306 this year.
And what was yours, Bender?
290.
Oh, 190. Oh, I had 213.
You kicked Bender's butt.
Yeah. Well, he still has more check-ins or unique beers than me, period. Yeah. So. Mm.
I think, though, the like I said last year, and it I didn't, you know what I didn't look at? There is a button at the bottom of it, which is, it says...
Become a supporter?
No, look at your, view your 2018. Oh, yeah. So look
I
at,
just clicked it.
Yeah, listen, I wonder...
190. Oh,
I beat my 109 last year. Well, I'm sorry, unique. Our 109 breweries, 250 unique beers. So I beat that last year, 288 last
That's
year.
That's pretty much on par with, I mean, 190 beers, 180 unique, 95 different breweries, 54. It's pretty much, I think, I didn't do a lot last year. I didn't do a lot this year.
I think the takeaway is the same as last year. We're alcoholics.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet.
But at least we stick to the beer. But see, that's what's crazy about that. I drink a lot of bourbon this year, too.
Yeah, they don't have that check-in, though.
I know, but it's...
I wish they did. I wish they had, like,
There's one for wine.
Yeah.
No, but it's not like this. It's,
yeah. It's not as fun.
It's not as social, I should say. You can get information about it. People will. Mm. Some people will give their like review of the beer, but it's not as fun as Untappd.
Go ahead.
I was listening to this other podcast the other day, and a guy that I was listening to said, he goes, I am not a wine person, and I'm really bad at it. And he's like, that's the one thing in my life that I never want to be good at wine, because it just seems like one of those things that once you get good at it, it just costs you more money. You know,
I could see that.
So I don't know the difference between a $2 bottle of wine and a $200 bottle
God,
of wine.
God, I don't either.
I know. And he goes, so I'm just fine being ignorant with the $2 bottle of wine. I'm like, that's pretty fucking smart, because once I started tasting like great beer, I spent so much money on beer.
Yeah. You know, though, I've had quote unquote good wine.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be getting some good wine coming up on a work trip to Arizona here soon. That's one of our things. But I, when I was in California a while back, like years and years ago, a person who was a sommelier told us the only thing that makes a bottle of wine valuable is its rarity.
Yeah.
It's not its taste.
Yeah.
The kind of wine that you want is whatever's appealing to you, whether that's $2 or $20.
Yeah.
And stick with it.
Man, I'm a huge fan of that Winking Owl Cabernet. That's good stuff.
What, the
it's like $2.50.
That Boda Box is good.
The way to go. But are, I know, is your wine from Aldi's?
Yeah. it's pretty good. I've gotten their like expensive bottle and that one, and I'm like, the cheap one still tastes better.
Aldi's has an expensive bottle of
wine? It's like $10. It's expensive for Aldi.
It's comparatively speaking, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if it was at Dierbergs, it would have probably been $17 or $18, you know.
I wanted to segue from...
Those are grocery stores, for those of you who don't live in
the
Dierbergs,
St. Louis
at least, is a St. Louis area.
Aldi's is a nationwide.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's why I said Dierbergs.
Yeah. So, the year in... Our beer in review. Our beer and year in review. That's a little hard. That's a mouthful.
Year of beer.
I want to segue from that year in review to another one I heard was posted this week, and this was posted a couple weeks... on the 11th. This is the statistics, which this is maybe still one of the best websites out there for fun stuff.
Okay.
It just happened to have naked people and sex on
BuzzFeed?
It.
BuzzFeed?
This is Pornhub's year in review.
Nice. Camille Nanjiani on there?
They put, he made a category on there. They changed the icon of one of their categories to him. So this is the 2019 year in review, according to Pornhub. They had 42 billion visits this year.
Oh, is that all?
115 million a day. 39 billion searches performed.
Is this this worldwide or nationwide?
Worldwide.
Okay.
6.8 million videos uploaded. 1.3 million hours of new content, which is 169 straight years of porn was added this year.
People be fucking.
They do. So then there's this whole 11.5 million comments, which if you think... Out of 42
Who comments on a porn.
Well, yeah, but out of 42 billion people searching, 11 million comments tells you that they're not there for the comments.
Yeah, not that many. Yeah.
That they're 203 million videos voted for.
Also, who's voting?
98,000 amateur models. The most commented words were good, love, like, sexy, pretty, and nice. Now, I'm going to tell you.
That's pretty tame.
Pretty and nice are not words that should be used to comment on a porn.
Why? Yeah. The girl could be pretty. Or
pretty nice dick, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you
pretty nice finish.
If you copied, yeah, good distance. Yeah. If you copied all that data onto a hard drive, they would reach 100 kilometers high, right to the edge of space.
No shit.
Cool. Yeah.
Do they have last year's?
That's what I was going to say. Like, is it increasing every year?
Well, they do have ups and downs on I don't know what it is comparative to last year. I'd have to look, but they do have like the most searched for, and it's like a stock market. They show you whether it's increase or decrease.
They also have the country.
I'm going to give you, I don't know that. We'll get down. I'm going to scroll down. Here's the top 10 searches as defined in the year 2019.
Top five?
Step siblings.
I'm going to start at number 10. Freedom. Freedom porn. I don't know. Oh, I guess that's
like there's 4th of July themed porn.
The symbol they use is a whip, so I guess it's freedom to express yourself or stuff like that. Freedom to be you.
Wow.
Number nine, which this one's very weird too. ASMR.
There's a porn for that?
Ew, all it is...
Is it just somebody... Yeah, is it just somebody talking? Oh, that shit freaks me out. I don't like it.
To give you an idea of who is really searching for that porn hard, the number eight search is Apex Legends, the video game.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Number seven, bisexual. Number six, mature.
Really? Yeah. Who doesn't want to see Granny and Papa having sex?
So great.
Maybe it's just a lot of old dudes who are like, I feel like it needs to be an age-appropriate porn. You know? That's what I'm going to go with in my head.
Number five, and they use a little superhero icon, cosplay.
Okay.
Number four, and this one's crazy too, Bella Delphine. Delphine, I think that's how you pronounce it. She doesn't have sex. What she does is take baths, doesn't show full nudity, and sells her bathwaters to
needy
guys on the internet.
She is pretty hot, but she's also a gamer girl too, though,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yes.
I'm telling you, there is a market that I could just quit my job and make money on. What was the one I said we could do? Was it selling my used toilet paper?
I don't know.
You can probably sell your underwear.
It was something very good.
You're
gross.
A taller girl, so you got to take that in. Like,
you pay, like leggings.
Leggings or like stepping on stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like getting things off top shelf. That's got to be your thing. That's your thing. I can't help it.
There absolutely is a porn for squishing things in your toes and stuff.
Yeah, there
like
is that. Yeah, there's there's got to be some weirdo who's like, it's got to be like real short dudes, like the like the bagel bro, where you just like get stuff off like get glasses down.
What's
for
that?
Him.
You need a glass from the top shelf? Let me get that for you.
Number three would be POV.
Is that point of view?
Thanks to the whole Oculus VR. Rift world and VR that we have. Number two and one. I want you guys to guess, because I think you can get one of them. The two top most popular porn searches this year on Pornhub. Number two, I don't think you could get. Number one, I think if you think hard enough, you could get it.
One of them has to be teen.
No. Good guess, though. Very solid guess.
Is it anal?
No, but you're on the right letter.
Amateur?
Amateur porn is the number one
That's
search.
Like teen.
Number two, alien.
Ew, really?
I wish I wasn't taking a drink when you said
that. Well, I mean, they were storming
that's true.
Area 54 this year.
That's true.
Is it 51? It's 51.
What did you say, 54?
I said 54. Because in my head, I was thinking Studio 54.
Well, no, what you were doing was combining a very sex-oriented club.
Well, I just wrote somebody's
new movie.
I just got the title for you.
Yeah. Studio 54 with aliens. With dicks for fingers.
I was thinking Area 54.
Oh, like Edward Penis Hands.
Yeah.
So here was the most search terms. I'm not going to go through all of them, but Japanese, tops one, up four. Hentai stayed in at number two. Lesbian dropped down two spots to number three. MILF dropped down one spot to number four.
Man.
Korean went up five spots.
Good for them.
Asian jumped up to two spots. So Asian, Korean, and Japanese dominating right now.
That's because they're kinky people.
Stepmom has dropped down. It fell
Thank
three
God.
Spots.
That's got to go away.
Massage and anal both fell a spot. Ebony went up one spot. Big ass teen and threesomes all fell. Anime public and cream pie went up. Big tits. Went,
I got whole time.
Yeah.
Cream puff.
Cream pie.
Puff
cream
pie. What the fuck is it?
You finish inside.
Yeah. That's the porn. Yeah, but then they ooze out.
It's disgusting.
I'm disturbed that you both know what it means.
You gotta know what the stuff is.
Real quick.
Big
we did research before this, and it's, I gotta stop.
No, you didn't.
You just go emphasize on one syllable that does it. Cream pie. Our big tits fell one spot, which is crazy. I mean, when are big tits not popular?
When big asses are.
Butt man, though.
Here's
yeah, when are, if okay. So here's the thing. If
here's a serious question.
No, it's not a question. If Korean, Japanese, and what was the other one?
Oh, it's funny, it's Asian.
Asian. They all rose. I'm just being real. They're tinier people, so you're not your big tip field is gonna fall.
But proving that there is room for room for alienation in a specific nationality. Chinese fell three spots.
Koreans, they cracked down on
Koreans, Japan. Yeah, that's probably what it was. No, these are searches. These are people searching for terms: Chinese women, Asian women, anal sex, things like that.
China's been in the news a lot, so you probably feel bad about it.
Gangbang went up one spot. Latina jumped up five spots.
That goes my theory.
Too bad for Adult Swim because cartoons fell five spots.
Aww. Oh, man.
Indian went up eight. Oh, here's a.
Never seen
it. It's 11, but I'm going to make the joke that it's an 11-inch jump. BBC went up.
Oh, good for them.
Go ahead, Missy.
I don't.
Big black cock.
What's a BBW?
I just thought it was British.
British TV channel. And I don't know what this one is, so we might have to look it up. But J-O-I?
Joy?
Joy. And squirt stayed even at the bottom.
That's the grossest thing ever. They're just peeing on you.
Lana Rhodes was the most searched porn star. Oh, Mia Khalifa? She was number two, which is what's weird about that. Have you heard her story?
I clearly don't watch porn. Well,
she's an she's an internet sports commentator.
Hold on.
And popular.
Hold
on.
JOI stands for jerk off instructions.
What the fuck?
First, put moisturizer on your hands.
I had to Google
it. And then wrap it around your shaft.
That's
damn,
really
I didn't
weird.
Google that in privacy mode, though.
That's really weird. So, Mia Khalifa is a woman that's, like, super popular for commenting. And she's on some, like, Barstool or something. She doesn't get naked anymore. In fact,
she only did, like, 12 porns total.
She only did 6 weeks. Yeah. In the porn industry, and she's still the most.
She did 12 movies in 6 weeks.
She's a little tiny Indian broad, she's
glasses
gigantic
jugs. Yeah.
And the thing was,
first of all, I don't know why you described her when I said she did 12 movies in 6 weeks.
Yeah, but think about that. She did, I mean, it wasn't movies. She didn't do movies. They were 12
porn.
Scenes.
So did you read like her story? Okay. She popped up on Twitter for a while because she came out and said she only ever made $12,000.
Yeah,
everybody was like, you know, like making fun of her and this and that, like, oh, you kind of got screwed. She's, I was only in it for like 6 weeks, or I might have even been that long, 2 to 6 weeks.
It might have been less, yeah. It's something crazy.
But she got out of it because she did like a sex scene, like where she was like a jihadist or something.
Yeah,
and
it's the
basically
famous one.
Like real life, like real ISIS people were like, we're gonna cut your fucking head off.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm out.
Yeah, like if you can't, like, remember the newspaper that had challenged you to draw
Allah. Muhammad.
Allah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And then they got death threats. Yeah,
one newspaper did get shot up in
London.
In France? Was it London? Probably London.
Yeah.
I think it was Paris or London. One of the two.
No, I'm going to say this because I don't remember where it was, but I did watch that documentary.
Yeah,
okay. It's fucked up.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
And then Riley Reid is the only other name that I've even heard before. All these other ones, I don't know.
Remember your one buddy who said my wife looked like one of his favorite porn stars? I was like, that's the weirdest thing about.
Oh, my buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know who it is. It's the girl from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch out there. And we used to watch that show on HBO. I can't think of her name.
Man, you look like this porn star that I know. I'm like, this is...
She does have a little bit of that look.
Your friend said that?
Carter. It's Carter.
Yeah, it was a Carter.
It's his favorite porn star. His favorite, most searched male porn stars. Don't know any of these guys.
Oh, I'm gonna know all of them.
Jordi El Nino Pola.
I know who that is.
Sounds...
He looks like he's 12 years old. He's got an arm for a dick.
Oh wow.
He sounds like he comes up to my elbow. That's how tall he sounds.
I'm a little irritated.
Weighs about 112 pounds.
I'm a little upset.
It's 100 pounds of that is his dick.
I'm a little upset.
That's every time he gets hard.
I'm a little upset because the women have their names, like, you know, their names. The women are always, but I expected really good names for the guys, but these are all pretty.
They just keep their real names.
Well,
they're not shamed
like
women are.
They just switch them back and forth.
There's James Dean. I mean, Johnny Sins. That ain't his real name.
No.
That's Mandingo. That's a black guy. But
that's so racist.
Well, I mean, it is. And then the most viewed verified amateur models, Little Reslin. Yeah. There's a girl called No Face Girl.
Is that Sia? Like,
I don't know.
She just wears a wig over the whole time.
Yeah. The Magic Muffin. That's one.
That's creepy.
I got to know what her talent is. Is that a guy?
No, these are most viewed. I'm guaranteed these are girls on all the
Magic Muffin. What is that about?
Makes me think that she's just got like a bush or something.
Oh, here you go. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just
the most 20 the top 20 countries by
traffic.
That's what I was
kind of worrying.
Number one, USA, USA, and we're more than double the number two, which is up two spots, and that's Japan.
Yeah,
really?
United Kingdom fell a spot to three. Canada, France, Germany, and Italy all moved up one.
Good for them.
Philippines moved up two. Australia stayed the same. Mexico, Brazil, and Spain moved up one. The Netherlands moved up two spots. Poland stayed the same.
Did you read those in order?
Yeah, going in order. Okay. Yeah, dropping 12 spots. India, I guess Mia Khalifa. Yeah. She's dropping her popularity. Yeah, Ukraine stayed same. Thailand up six spots. Russia's up one. Argentina down one, and Sweden down three.
The computer went black.
It's just a screensaver.
Just making sure.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
It's a new computer. I want to make sure we're still going.
Time spent per visit. Now, this is interesting because
32 seconds.
Shouldn't it just be under a minute?
Thailand is the top spot at 10 minutes and 28 seconds.
They're watching the whole story.
I'm sorry. 11 minutes.
So I'd be interested in, this might be just a window into my world, but I spend more time looking for something to watch than actually watching
it. That makes sense. Thailand, Philippines, Netherlands, United States, Canada, France. This is the total statistics. Average time on the website is 10 minutes, 28 seconds, which is up 15 seconds from 2019. Female visitors are 23 seconds longer than compared to male visitors.
How do they know what's female or male, though?
I don't know. Difference by age.
Big brother.
60, interesting. Yeah, that's scary. Difference by age. Men 18 to 24 are 64 seconds. 25 to 34.
Are these people
23
like
seconds or longer?
Logins or something?
These are how long you stay. I don't know, dude.
But I mean, like, how would you know that how old they are unless you're logging in?
I don't know how people find out shit. There is a camera on your
creepy.
Most computers now.
Facebook found out about all of our shit.
Yeah.
And then sold it to Pornhub.
Yeah.
Favorite times to watch porn. 1 a.m. From 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. are the most times.
11:32 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm more of like a 12:30 in the afternoon kind of guy.
Yeah, right.
Afternoon delight.
There's just more and more statistics than you can just...
Somebody, and they're selling that to somebody.
Oh, here's a good one we should check into. Most searched for terms on Pornhub: gay, Korean, Japanese, black, daddy, straight, Asian, twink. These are all different.
Were those two different, black and daddy?
Yeah, black and daddy. Top trending gay male searches: camp buddy. Transgender would be the next one.
Camp buddy, that's
camp
creepy.
Buddy. Yeah,
Brokeback Mountain stuff.
Oh, here's what's interesting: the most viewed gay categories, straight guys is number one, proving everybody wants what they can't have.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Oh, Zeliev Goodell is the most searched gay porn star. William Seed, Billy Seed, number two. Billy Seed. Sounds like a good guy. Boy, look at this. The statistics just go on and on.
Yeah, this is exhausting.
No, that's it. You know what? Two things we've learned early in the podcast.
Yep.
We like beer and people love porn.
They do. And people like stats. Three things.
The 23rd most searched category is stat porn.
Yeah. Brewery porn is 47th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tiny beards.
I did not really bring anything other than those two things to the table. Other than the fact that, yes, we did watch Star Wars.
I did
want to talk about that because I tweeted this. I texted it to you guys. So I went into the theater where you choose your own seat. I went by myself.
Chose.
I don't know why I said choose.
Choose?
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah, but chose your own seat. But the way she said it was rude. Chose.
I know. I was going to tell a story about a dumb thing I did, but now you're going to make me feel stupid.
Yeah, no crap. So you picked your seat, and I was the first person to pick my ticket because when I saw the little chart, none were taken. So I took middle, very back row.
Yep.
And when I get there today, some dude is sitting in my goddamn seat.
And there's only just moved over one spot.
Only five people in the whole theater.
So you picked dead center.
Back row.
Back row. Yeah, I mean, that's the Cadillac of seats.
And this dude was in my seat. And I said, I think you're in my seat. And he goes, oh, I'll move over one. And I go, no, I'll move. Like, move over one?
One?
What a piece of shit. Here was the other problem, too. I told Missy. This was
Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah, this was a little... That would... You know, if that would have been the case, instead he was allowed. He was chomping and slurping his stuff.
I was going to say, you should just, like, rip one, like, right away and see if he moves. Well, but he probably would have been like, whatever.
Here's what also sucked. He was probably late 50s, maybe 60. He was very short, so it would have to be the osteoporosis future me. Mm-hmm. But he was in a movie theater by himself. We were both wearing San Francisco 49ers hats, and we both picked the same fucking seat.
Oh, so it's like, just the future you.
It's the Bruce.
Oh, it's the Looper situation.
Yeah, that's why I was going to say Bruce Willis, Joseph Gordon-Levitt versions of each other.
And so I've sat by Jeremy while he eats. He also chomps and slurps.
Yeah. Mm, that is not in the theater. I mean, this guy, Missy throws me under the bus for everything.
Oh, no matter
what. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
That's the joys of being married.
Yeah. Joys. You didn't finger quote that.
Is that J-O-I?
Yeah, it's the jerk-off instructions of being married.
Oh, man. Speaking of words that I don't know, do you guys know what yeet is?
Yeet? Yeet. That's an internet thing, right?
Or yeah, it's like a kid thing. Yeah, it's what the kids say. Yeah.
What is it? What's it mean?
So, I am still technically a millennial, and I don't remember what the millennial like cutoff for the early ages is. I work with some like 23-year-olds, and they think like yeet is like, hey, we're going out, and then you just write yeet, like instead of like, yay or can't wait, you just write yeet. But then I asked my son, who's 13, what yeet
would
means.
Would know better.
Who I think he would know better, and he said, they use it in Fortnite when you, like, blow a guy off the map or whatever. Like, you throw, like, a bounce bomb and they fly off the map. And he's like, oh, I yeeted that guy off the map. I'm like...
That term is being used two different ways by two different generations? Holy shit.
Also, it doesn't make any sense. And he's like...
Nothing the kids say anymore makes sense. I feel like I sound old when I talk.
And I was like, you know, I was like, oh, you know, like, it, something like, and I had better examples, but I can't think of right now, but like, hizzy, like, at least, like, that's short for, like, here, sort of, in the house, like, in, you know.
Well,
like,
it was a play on how Snoop Dogg said it.
Yeah, how Snoop Dogg said it. But it was also still, like, in here, or, like, in the house, like, you could get
I'm in
it.
The
like,
house,
I don't understand, like, the thing with yeet.
Oh, because here's what the interwebs say. Yeet is an exclamation of excitement, approval, surprise, or all-around energy, often and as issued when doing dance move or throwing something. So Jeremiah is closer to being right. It's not necessarily an internet term.
Yeah.
It's just a term of an excitement. It's yeet with an exclamation point.
But, like, the way the kids are using it on, like, Fortnite stuff is, like, I kicked a guy off. Like,
yeah, but I don't think that's right.
I think
you're supposed to just say yeet.
Yeah.
Like, I just kicked some ass.
See, I yeeted that, or I just yeet. I don't know. Maybe I'm using it wrong. Either way, it was stupid. So I looked it up, though, but I spelled it yet, and I'm like reading the definition.
You're
of
like,
yet.
I know what this means, damn
and
it.
I read it, and I go yeet at the end, and they go, you just said the definition of yet. I'm like, yep. I'm an idiot. I'm done for the day.
The nearest they can tell is from 2014. There was a viral video that was yeet a new dance, and it was a very excitable dance, and it just came from that. That's stuff.
I feel like we're getting to the point now where we're about to this podcast is just going to be us complaining about kids.
So, well, staying with that theme, our daughter vibes a lot now.
Yeah, what vibes.
That? She just, I'm not really vibing that. I don't vibe.
Take whatever.
And I don't mind the vibe and the yeet and stuff. Here's what I do not like is when she does things, she says things like, like, oh, Louis sleeping. That's so iconic.
What?
You're not using that word the right way.
That's not iconic. That's
kind
of what a dog does.
She actually
like he didn't start that.
And she told me she had a teacher at school told her. She said she literally was doing something, and the teacher said you can't use that word unless you're referring to something literary. Which I don't think that's accurate either.
No, well, she told me today, wrong. She goes, Mom, I literally got second place. I said, you could have just left out the word literally in that sentence, and it's meant the same thing.
Yeah, they literally, that's a redundant one there. You know, and I explained to her, I go, no, tell your teacher she's literally wrong. What you can't use is say, I literally died because you did not. That's the obvious. But
maybe she was writing a book. but like not writing it, just dictating it out loud. That still wouldn't work.
No. She says she's depressed a lot. This was like the silly. I'm so depressed.
Oh,
why?
Kaylin, yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't get my shoes to match.
Oh yeah. Or
it's like something. It's that's not what she said. But
kill
it's like,
myself is a big thing for KMS is what they say, right?
Yeah,
KMS.
We had to tell like, her to stop that, doing that. But, yeah.
So I didn't know what SMH stood for.
Shake my head.
I thought it meant so much hate, which I think it should still stand for that.
It could.
Yeah, but see, you were confused when some people were
like, when people would write like something funny and they are like kind of ironic, and they'd be like SMH, and I'm like,
damn,
that's, well, I don't understand.
You're
so
an asshole.
Google
turns
it.
Out you're just
oh
retarded.
God, I'm just so fucking old.
I don't think we're supposed to say retarded either, but I do that. I still do that all the time.
I think I called Caitlin retarded while she was on FaceTime last night, didn't I?
Yeah, we had a.
I felt bad immediately because I don't.
Yeah,
know
I don't
girls.
Really say it either.
I know I don't mind it. I have to know my audience though.
Yeah, so yeah. Do I.
And I don't know those girls very well. So
like
oh,
sometimes,
man.
Every once in a while, I'll still like some like Rachel's brother. Will do something like he'll be a bitch or something. I'm like, gay. And I'm like, it's kind of like not PC.
Did you know
anymore.
That it's not acceptable to say ghetto?
Yeah, we learned this
really?
This week.
Okay, so
ghetto's racist.
Yeah, it's a racist thing. You're supposed to say like hood.
That's the same. It's the same thing.
Okay,
that's semantics.
So I was on your side. When Missy said this, I go, and we were both the same thing. We were like, that's the same thing. But then I instantly justified why it's not.
Okay.
Because you know people, or you've seen people say, hey, you should come back to my hood one day. See, that's like come to my
like
neighborhood. Where you nobody say, if you say come
to
get my ghetto, that means something worse.
Yeah. But I don't think it's racist.
There's white ghettos, there's black ghettos,
yeah.
There are ghettos.
Like, I think of like a trailer park is like a ghetto.
Yeah, that's a
and
Hoosier
I would think
ghetto.
That is like a white ghetto.
Yeah, that's a you know, it's a stereotype
yeah.
of white people
yeah.
in trailer park.
I really
yeah.
didn't know that was a racist term, but now I feel like I have to watch my
wait,
like,
who told you though?
A white woman that dates a black man.
Yeah.
And I mean
the black her boyfriend corrected
really.
Her daughter, who is white,
yeah.
said you can't say ghetto.
I get the negative stereotype that it could create. I thought it was like a universally poor person stereotype, but I get it.
So I mean, do I have to call them the hood boys from now on and no longer the ghetto boys?
Yeah.
I can't
did the
say.
One just die?
The one that was the midget or
the lead singer?
Dwarf. He wasn't the lead singer per se, but the dwarf one of the group died.
Yeah.
Which
heart problems or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at the dude. Yeah. Look him up. He didn't
well,
look
I mean, like his
been,
whole story, like,
yeah.
He'd
been on borrowed time
for
a long
yeah.
time. Yeah. We also had a family member this week tell, he was talking near me, and he goes, that's going to be my sacrificial sacrifice. And I turned and looked at him, I'm like, okay.
yeah,
whatever,
that.
Whatever you say, bro.
yeah.
What was he sacrificially sacrificing?
I don't know. It was he was trying to be funny, and
so do you make in that? Do you make a sacrifice to your sacrifice to some other god?
I think once it becomes sacrificial, it is a sacrifice, and if you're sacrificing something, that in is sacrificial. I think.
So how would you have said that sentence then?
Well, what it was is I think what he meant was I think what he was trying to say was my. Ritual sacrifice
yeah.
or my something like ceremonial sacrifice, but
yeah,
instead
like,
he said sacrificial sacrifice.
Like, you know, like every year when you slaughter that goat and bathe in its blood.
Yeah.
You know, like that's
oh,
like
God.
Ritual.
Yeah. By the way, but we like, need to go pick our goat out.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
past due on that.
But I think the way I understood it that he was saying is like you gotta like first you gotta kill a duck for the goat that you're gonna kill for your god.
I'm doubling up here.
Yeah.
I'm doubling up.
I'm not gonna have room in the freezer after this. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah. They're dumb people in the world.
I mean, like, I'm not exactly a wordsmith by any means.
What? none of us are super geniuses, but I can tell
you
this.
You know, like, every once in a while, though, when I get around my mom, she's like, using fucking big words. I'm like,
you've got to go to summer school, at least be valedictorian at summer school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the second time this week, and you've used that reference.
It's a good joke.
Hey,
valedictorian at summer school.
He's going to wear that bitch out real quick.
Dude, that's an old one. I've been using that one for years, yeah. You snort?
I did snort. That was a snort.
He snorted. He was trying to wrap his head around a sacrificial sacrifice while looking something up on his phone to talk about.
I, I just cleaned out my phone on notes that aren't any good. And the only thing I have on here is like the top 10 Simpsons episodes for the last 30 years. And
another
I just
fucking list.
I don't, I'm not going to bring it to this. I'll bring it later. Because I haven't done any research because I disagree with most of it.
I also have a good one. And I didn't bring the first one to say today, but I think starting in 2019, I'm going to end every episode with the words of wisdom from Tom Hardy because someone posted the 25 smartest things Tom Hardy said. And they're pretty great.
Oh, really?
They're pretty awesome.
You mean
awesome.
You're going to do it in 2020?
Yeah, 2020. I'm going to start it then.
I just want to
make
sure we weren't rewinding the year.
Yeah, we are going back in time. Remember, he just met himself earlier. This is a looper episode.
By the way, the time travel episode of Rick and Morty was awesome. Yeah,
that's the first one, right? The one where he's like, keeps give different universes of him, different. He has to keep jumping around.
No, not that one. There was one recently that was
it's the first episode of this season.
Yeah, that was a great
where he's got a
because Dan has a big problem with all the plot holes that time travel stuff leaves.
Did you see the heist one?
Yes,
that he just had this like 2 weeks ago. I haven't watched this week's.
Is
but
he
the heist
drunk
one.
When he writes these episodes or tripping acid? Well, a lot of them is just
him airing out grievances
and
through
people,
the episode.
And people that know him writing, finishing it out for, like, supplying them between, like, his writing crew, like Rob Schraub, his best friend. But at the end of the time travel
one... Is he the one
who
does Rick's voice?
No. No.
There's a video on YouTube of the guy who does Rick and Morty's voice.
That's Justin Roiland.
Yeah, so he goes, Dan Harmon had him get drunk for real and do Rick and Morty. And he goes, like, it took forever. Yeah. And he goes... Then he finally got it, and he's like, oh, this is a terrible idea for him, because now I know I can just get shit-faced and come into work.
But at the end of that time travel episode, though, you can get Harmon throws a shot at it, and he goes, that's how you do fucking time travel.
Well, he does like a the last one I watched was the heist episode, where he's like trying to get into heist con or whatever, like this whole thing, and he like hires a crew, and he's like, he just shows up there and they're like, son of a bitch, I'm in.
Constant. It's constant. The whole episode is almost Ocean's 11 montages.
Just constantly.
Where they, we won up to you. We knew it first through the whole episode.
And it's exhausting. And you're like, at the end,
this is why you don't do fucking heist stories, Marty.
And then at the end, it's like, Marty was getting a Netflix deal, and like the whole thing was just this giant, like this second pitch plot comes out of nowhere at the last 30 seconds.
And Dan, the reason he did that is because Netflix throws all this money around everywhere, but they haven't picked up the three pitches that he has done at Netflix.
Well, that being said, Netflix just released season 4 everywhere except for the United States on, what day is today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Monday.
Is today Monday? Saturday. They released it everywhere except for the U.S. season 4.
Because there's probably agreements with Cartoon Network here.
But either way, it's still kind of shitty.
Well, the article I read on it, they were praising it because it's making it global, more global phenomenon.
I mean, it's shitty for America. That's what I meant. Not for Dan Harmon. He's
but
fine.
You could still go on your cable provider and watch it.
I still watch it. It's fine.
Yeah. But it's not shitty then, Bender.
It is for other people who don't have Sling TV.
Or cable, or AT&T.
Or cable, or AT&T. Like, now they have to log in. Log in through their jailbroken Amazon stick and watch it at the UK version.
If we're worried about people that don't have the proper internet or TV tools, then those people got a whole world of problems.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
TV's not their biggest issue.
You know I'm the biggest liberal.
It's living in the trailer park that we talked about long ago is their biggest problem.
I'm the biggest liberal. I want all the trailer park people to be able to watch Rick and Morty.
You know what? When he runs for office, his platform's going to be Rick and Morty to all the trailer park. That is my goal in life.
What terrible cartoon.
And stop calling them ghettos. Yeah. Like, that'll be your...
No. He's taking it back. I'm taking it back.
The trailer park ghetto to... The ghetto, the hood ghetto.
I think all ghettos are created equal.
The rural ghetto, which is just like one town with like that dust ball that rolls through. Like, it's the same dust ball, right? In every town.
Of course. There's only enough room in that town for one dust ball.
Got his big break in Clint Eastwood movies, and he's been living off of that ever since. He's been typecasted.
It's like another dust ball. Nope, same one.
The dust ball wants to be Romeo or playing Shakespeare in the park, but he keeps getting typecasted, blowing across screens. Yeah.
Poor guy.
You guys sound high.
I'm just so deep.
Just never progressed to a full bush.
I'm a deep dust ball. Yeah, I could be a tree. I could be a steel dust ball. No one gives me the chance. Yeah. I don't need wind to blow to move. people.
He's going to move on, and he's about to retire, and then they just chop him down and put him into, the brush that, brush, the dirt off the Western.
The stage of
the
Western.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah. This went nowhere.
Well, I think at this point we should just throw it to Missy. And
get I guess so.
Missy, did you bring anything?
No. I am only at 10% on my phone, so I can't even look anything
Thank
up.
Thank God that we got your year in review in.
Your beer in review.
Beer in review.
Beer in review.
Your year in beer review. I did watch. You didn't. You're not watching The Watchmen, though, right?
I no.
I Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I'll probably watch it.
You should definitely watch it.
Yeah.
I thought it was... So they're only doing one season. At least the guy who
it's David Lindelof, right?
Yeah, David. He said he's only going to do one season, but I think that that's like a.
I know the cliffhanger. I know how it ended.
Do you
Where she has the power now? Or
yeah.
What, spoiler alert. Sorry.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Man,
way
I don't
to
understand
ruin
why
that.
I keep popping. I never pop this much. Yeah. Anyways, doesn't matter. Yeah. So spoiler alert. He does. Maybe give her his powers.
Yeah, it's ambiguous. Ambiguity at the end of it.
But it was a much deep, the season was really deep and interesting, and I thought it was a great TV, and if
People
they never do
it.
Another episode, yeah. Another season, it'd be great. The only thing I kind of hated is they kind of built it up, the whole arc on racism and, white power being, a real problem,
yeah.
And then at the end, all the white power people get duped by a little Asian chick, again, spoiler alert, and it's like, oh, white power's really dumb, and I'm like, that's not really...
A deep stance.
Yeah, it's not really a deep stance if they're just that stupid.
You took a cheap resolution to a deep
exactly.
Story, a
complex. But if they do continue it and she does get his powers and they went back and, did the Sons of Macra, I forget what their names are, but I think it'd be a good show. It was great, though. It's definitely worth
I'll give it a chance. I don't think we've really started anything new.
No, but we watched that dumb comedy special the other day.
Which one?
The
Christmas with my father. There's a Netflix show.
So dumb. That was one hour and 4 minutes of my life. Yeah. I can never get.
There's
back.
Some funny moments.
Who's,
in it.
Who's the?
It's a Netflix guy. He's a stand-up comic, a British gay stand-up comic, and
is he gay?
Yes, on his Netflix special, he takes his dad around the United States to show him that. Apparently, his dad's Hollywood or British Hollywood.
He was an agent.
Oh, that show was an actual show though, right?
It still is. It's on Netflix. But
I never watched.
This is his Christmas special. He did a Christmas special.
It's on my list of things that I would like to watch.
Yeah,
I never pulled the trigger.
I want to watch the show too. The Christmas special. Yeah, it wasn't overall great. It might have been if we were more into the show, but I laughed at a certain amount of things. Yeah.
No, but I back to the Watchmen real quick. I think because
thought we were done with that.
We are, but I'm just saying if you liked The Boys, which the second trailer for that came out.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, and you'd like this too.
I'll tell you something trailer wise, real quick.
Oh, I had one too. Go ahead.
There was of all the trailers in front of Star Wars, one thing I watched this week because the second trailer came out to Top Gun.
That's the same thing I was going to talk about.
So I watched a 15-minute YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
Of
the making of the trailer?
No. I watched the fighter pilot podcast. It's mm-hmm. a real podcast of a guy that's a real naval firefighter
mm-hmm.
or
pilot.
Yeah, gotcha. Fighter pilot. He broke the trailer down over 15 minutes of what is accurate, what's real, what he's excited about, and he's excited about the same things I am. It's real flying in the Now there is some fake stuff.
Yeah, they didn't split those planes.
Yeah, he said it's possible.
I'm sure it's possible, but there's no way they're gonna let him split those planes.
Yeah,
planes are a lot of money.
And he broke down over how accurate some of the things were and stuff, and so he goes, and I'm excited to see where the plot goes, and obviously here's your obligatory bar fight and things like that. And yeah, it's going to be cheesy as hell, but that guy watching the trailer and dissecting it made me want to watch the movie.
And I get that, because that was I watched the trailer and that was my initial reaction, because
it's going to look amazing.
I work in the aerospace
and Missy
industry.
And I are going to go see it in the theater.
What
are
is
you
it?
Really
the new Top Gun.
Maybe.
Have you? Are you a Top Gun 1 fan?
It's my favorite movie.
Oh, well, then you have to see the sequel in the theaters.
There's just some movies you don't fuck with, and I feel like that's one.
Okay, I respect that. But so, I watched
the trailer. Especially after all this time.
I watched the trailer, and I was like, who is this movie for? Because I don't feel like Tom Cruise is the box office draw that he used to be.
Well, now, he still makes money. I mean...
I'm not saying he won't make money.
The Mission Impossible movies have done well. The that Jack Reacher did well.
Yeah, but
so he's just not making really like.
But like Top Gun 1 was kind of like a gay undertones heartthrob love movie.
The volleyball scene is pretty.
First of all, let's go back to Jack Whitehall and you saying he's gay. He is not.
Oh, he's not. I'll be darned.
And
damn. That's why she got so quiet. She had to prove you wrong.
I had to.
Oh, no. Remember a couple weeks ago where I had to prove her wrong. Okay. Yeah. But what else?
That's it. He's not gay.
Oh, he's not gay.
But are the gay undertones of Top Gun the volleyball scene?
No, it's not.
I think so. And the brotherly love stuff.
People have always said
him walking around in
the, I don't necessarily see it either, but there's always been like this, like this thing, and
it's very beefcakey. Like but that was the 80s. So.
Yeah, it was the 80s. So, like, I think if it came out now, they'd just be like, these guys just really like each other. I think the movie was ahead of its time where people were like, oh, it's kind of gay. These guys love each other so much.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2 was absolutely gay undertones because the gay director and gay screenwriter wanted to make a gay movie and they wouldn't let them do it.
Yeah.
That's so the one where the phone licks the guy.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff the boy and the. Yeah.
I never watched it.
But
I'll go with it.
There was, and if you see the trailer, there's some beefcakey scenes in the trailer for this one. They're playing football on the beach instead of volleyball.
That's what I was going to say. Like, but so the initial trailer, I was like, kids aren't going to see this and be like, I want to watch this. The only thing that people I work with in the aerospace industry said, like, last one really did a great job of recruiting people to the Navy.
Yeah.
So apparently recruiting's down, so there's another reason to do this movie. But then also...
well, there's no big war, so...
Like... Yeah, the flying stuff looks awesome in the trailer. Yeah. That's the only thing I saw that I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
It's going to look amazing on this big screen.
I would, it's going to look amazing on the big screen. But the flying's going to be what, 10 minutes of the movie tops?
Oh God, no! It was a massive part of the first movie.
I doubt it.
I mean, it was a huge part of the first movie.
Maybe, but I don't know if they're going to get budget anymore.
Do you think they'll?
What? Are you insane?
I just don't think so.
Look, fucking Cruise in Scientology.
Maybe Scientology's throwing some money in there.
I think for whatever your statement earlier about him not being a big draw is you're clouded by it.
I think they need to recut a new trailer with the younger people so they get a younger audience is what I mean.
But did you not remember, by the way, the action scenes in Fallout, Mission Impossible Fallout?
Yeah.
They throw money at his movies.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. So but I mean, like, that movie sucks.
Is there a love story?
It was good
story?
Up till the end.
Is there a love story in this one?
Yeah, there looks like
it. I think
like
it's a younger... I think, so Miles Teller's character is Goose's...
Maverick.
Is Goose's son.
Oh, he looks like him.
Yeah, so he's got that little dirt stash. That's what it is. He's like, he looks like he's got a sad mustache.
So Miles Teller is 40.
He's not. I just looked it up. He's 29.
His character
is probably 40. No, the movie's like, he's got to be 40. And he's supposed to be a rookie? I don't know. Is this supposed to be set in 2009?
Why does he have to be 40?
Because he was already born in the first one, and the first one was in the 80s.
The first one's 30 years old.
Yeah, so he could still be 29 if he was born in. I mean,
I think he could be 29. Yeah. How old was he in the first one? He was a baby. Wasn't she pregnant?
No! He came off the plane yelling, Daddy!
I don't remember. Okay. It's been...
He must have been 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there.
Well, they're retconning it a little bit.
36.
They're retconning it a little bit.
Yeah. All right, but do you think...
It's set in 2012.
Now, I will say this, though. This is... We're talking about Top Gun school, so these are already established fighter pilots in the Navy and Air Force.
Yeah, that are moving up.
Yeah, they're going to the elite of the elite, so they've already proven they're good. And by the way, you said a while ago there was no war. There's been no war. There wasn't a war in the first one. That was the most non-battle of all time.
Yeah,
guys just invaded the wrong airspace.
Who are they really fighting in this one? I wonder though. Like, are we fighting the Russians? We can't fight China because we need China's money for the box office.
They even took the Chinese patch that signified a battle against China off of Tom Cruise's jacket. They changed it because they didn't
can't fight China because. Yeah, maybe.
Got to be Canadians.
Because Trump doesn't like
it. Because they're lying about what can... Bacon. Yeah. It's not bacon. That's fucking ham.
Yeah, it's
not
just ham.
I just have to know...
And their maple syrup isn't any better.
Do you think that they'll top the love scene in the new one that they did? No way. The way they filmed that, where you didn't see him, it was like just black shadows. I thought that was.
I was going to say it was topped by Charlie Sheen's Naked Gun.
Where he did the diving board.
And they're also cooking. He puts a little grape in her belly and pops it out at the belly button.
Is that the same scene where he does the diving board into the bed? Or is that know. Part one or part two? I don't remember.
Part
That's
two,
Big
I don't
Top.
Remember.
Pee-wee's Big Top.
No, there's a...
No, I'm just
My but, favorite thing about part two is where they're shooting. They have a big battle yeah. scene. And they're keeping a tally to break RoboCop 2 and Terminator 2, that. The most
not a lot of them,
highest death count in yeah. a movie.
So I have a question. Okay, let's go back to this whole beefcake equals gay undertones thing.
I don't, and I'm not saying it's today. I'm just saying back in the 80s.
Yeah, people have said that about it. They're like, yeah. that's a very ambiguous scene.
I didn't just come up with that.
No, I'm just
and
wondering.
And then, like his sadness when Goose
what's
dies.
What's your question, though, Missy?
Like, Magic Mike. They're very, oh, yeah. it's like a brotherhood, yeah. but they're dancers, and they're all very good looking with great bodies. That's beefcakey. And like I said, it's
but
a brotherhood.
But that's not a manly movie, though.
Oh, dude, that's not
portrayed as a manly movie.
It's
a good movie, though.
It is a good movie. I bet there's a ton of gay men out there that would
Yeah,
I'm saying is like
yeah, I think what that's a little more literal and on the head. What yeah. he's saying is that there was a little bit of it feels like the scene comes off as a little gay.
I don't even think it comes off.
Well,
as a
it comes
gay.
Off it to people that are very homophobic yes. and things like that, and that's where he's talking about the gay undertones and stuff. That's what people refer to. Normally
and then like
is when
the like in the Goose and Maverick, you know. Like, their relationship and dynamic kind of people are always like, ooh, I know he's married, but, like, he was really sad that his partner died. Like, he's his best friend. Like, yeah, of course yeah. it makes sense. It's not super gay, but, yeah, like,
It was his co-pilot. I yeah. mean, you don't
you
get any
trust
tighter
your
than
co-pilot.
That.
Yeah. yeah.
Also, I mean, the volleyball scene is a little over the top and ridiculous.
No!
You don't ever go out and do that when you play beach volleyball? So like,
there is two guys, and you'll see one of them. You probably saw him when we played volleyball. He's a little skinny dude, no matter how fucking cold it is.
Yeah,
that
we
guy
saw
is
him.
Not wearing a shirt. So, and there's another dude who's not as ripped as he thinks he is, who is also never
okay.
wearing a shirt.
That's not
that's
the problem.
Probably
in the,
Coach Jack.
Yeah, that's, probably, that's not the problem in the volleyball scene. The yeah. problem with the volleyball scene is, one, they're playing in blue jeans.
Yeah.
No, just Maverick
and,
is.
Well, but Goose is in blue jean shorts, which was a thing in the 80s.
Maybe it's in my head, but I feel like shorts. They're glistening at some point.
They very much are glistening.
Yeah. Well, Tom Cruise was because he was wearing fucking
yeah.
jeans
Come
in
on,
the
man.
Summer. And I'll tell you what, it's getting it's hot out there.
That scene was shot
that.
For yeah. one thing and one thing only.
The ladies.
Or the gay men.
No,
whatever.
I've always wondered.
Whoever's into glistening men.
I've always wondered if they shot the scene and then they get the notes. You know how you get yeah. notes? And they go, hey guys, we gotta shoot the volleyball scene over again. They're like, well, what's wrong?
We gotta put
your shirt on Goose. He's the only one wearing a t-shirt.
Because yeah, he's so blinding.
Well, he doesn't have the body of the other three yeah. that are in the scene.
Because well, yeah. he's a doctor.
Yeah, he is a doctor. He was a damn good one, too. Maybe the best.
Goose, I'm sorry, man. Are you either going to have to do some push-ups or we're going to need to put a tank top on you?
Yeah, we'll cut holes in his sleeve. It'll look cool. It'll play real good on camera. And Maverick leaves before it's game point.
Does he?
Yeah. He goes, come on, Maverick. We got the game. We got to finish the game. No. And he just puts a shirt on and drives over and then asks
like
to take
you,
a shower.
You go, wait. You go into a game in jeans and then quit before it's over?
And then knowing you're going on a date.
You know what it was? He had to get like Tom Cruise's like
Musk
yeah. is just so prominent and like that's what keeps him young. And virile, that he, like, attracts young women to him, and then he murders him and, like, drains their blood. He's a fucking vampire.
That makes sense. That makes all the sense in the world.
That's it. He solved it.
I don't think he's looking... He's
he does look old. A little older in this movie, but he still looks like 42, not 57 or whatever.
He looks like he's had a lot of plastic surgery in yeah. every movie now. Yeah, well, I'm going to see it. Also,
I'm not seeing it in the theater.
I'm going to reach out to Matt and Basler and just set up a time to go on it because he also put out a video talking shit on us and how I told him I'd check with the guys and get back to him. He's like, I guess they're just guess so busy. They just can't be with us. So.
Did he say guys and gal or just guys?
The PC Bombcast is what he said. I guess yes. The PC Bombcast is just so busy. So we're paying attention. We have been busy, but we're gonna be there.
Yeah.
I don't know that we have anything else. Oh, I guess let's do this. Let's tease them.
Okay.
Yeah. Out of five, don't give your reasons why. We'll break it down. Out of five, our Universal Untapped scale, what was Star Wars Rise of Skywalker
2.62.
Missy did not watch it.
Yeah. That's pretty good, though. It's not bad.
I don't know.
I'm going to go 3.5. I'd like to watch it again.
I'm going to go a full point above whatever I gave Last Jedi.
I don't mean to keep this hanging on, but I'm liking The Mandalorian less and less as I get.
Oh, I loved the last episode.
Did you?
I did.
Good. I just watched 5 and 6.
I thought
6 was okay.
I thought Tom was 100% wrong. Tom's take was Bill Burr good, Mandalorian good, Bill Burr and Mandalorian together not good. I thought Bill Burr was great.
I thought he was fine. I just think the episode felt.
See, I liked it.
A lot of them feel kind of rushed.
I liked it. And the last episode, I thought, was the best episode of the show so far.
Good, yeah. I'm still enjoying the hell out of it.
What's that?
Was that 7 or 8?
Yes,
seven?
8 is the last one. 8's Friday.
Yeah. I'm still enjoying the hell out of it. I feel like it started really strong, and then it's kind of fallen
It'll be
off.
An interesting take when we talk about The Last Jedi with the other people that have seen it, and then we discuss whether or not it's better than The Mandalorian.
Okay.
So it'll be fun. Yeah. I want to compare, because that's two big Star Wars properties out right now. But
Baby Yoda's awesome, though. I'm just saying.
I'm not finishing with a Tom Hardy word of wisdom today, but I will say that
starting next year.
Yeah, starting 2020. And I will say Tom's not here, so Bender, you just tell people.
Hold on to your butts.
Bye.
And we're playing the music.